This is the Sakha Muli of the 22nd of August 2025. The essence, sweet children, think about who has come to teach you, and you will have goose pimples of happiness. The Highest on High Father is teaching you. Never stop studying such a study. Question: what faith have you children now developed? What is the sign of those who have faithful intellects? Answer: you now have the faith that you are studying this study to become double-crowned kings of kings. God Himself is teaching you and making you into the masters of the world. You have now become His children. Therefore, you should now become busy in this study. Just as small children don't like to go to anyone except their parents, so you too have found the unlimited Father and should therefore not like to go to anyone else. You should have remembrance of that one alone. Song: Who Has Come in the Early Hours of the Morning. Om Shanti. You sweetest children heard the song. Who has come and who is teaching you? This is something to be understood. Some are very clever and some less so. Those who are very well educated are said to be very clever. Those who have studied the scriptures receive a lot of respect from others. Those who have studied less receive less respect. You heard the words of the song as to who has come to teach you. The teacher has come. Those studying in a school know when their teacher comes. Who has come here? You should have goose pimples by thinking about this. The Highest on High Father has come once again to teach you. This is something to be understood. It is also a question of fortune. Who is teaching you? God. He comes and teaches you. The conscience says that no matter how elevated a study someone may be studying, he should instantly leave that study and come to study with God. He should leave everything in a second and come to study with God. Baba has explained, you have now become those of the most elevated confluence age. Lakshmi and Narayan are the most elevated beings of all. No one in the world knows what education they studied to claim their status. You are studying to claim that status. Who is teaching you? God. Therefore, you should leave all your other studies and busy yourself in this study, because it will only be after a cycle that the Father will come again. The Father says, I come every 5,000 years to teach you personally. It is a wonder. You say that God is teaching you to enable you to attain a status. In spite of that, some of you don't study. The Father would then say, this one is not sensible. He doesn't pay full attention to the Father's study. He forgets the Father. You say, Baba, I forget. I even forget the teacher. These are storms of Maya. But you must study this education. The conscience says that since God is teaching this study, you should keep yourself completely busy in it. It is little children who have to study. Each one is a soul. It is the body that is big or small. The soul says, I have become your young child. Acha, now that you belong to me, you must study. You are no longer little babies just living on milk. Study has to come first. A lot of attention has to be paid to this. students come here to the Supreme Teacher. There are teachers who are appointed to teach you. Nevertheless, the Supreme Teacher is also here. 7 days in a furnace has been remembered. The Father says, remain pure and remember me. If you imbibe divine virtues, you will become this. You have to remember the unlimited Father. If someone other than the parents tries to pick up a little child, that child would not go to them. You also now belong to the unlimited Father. Therefore, you shouldn't even want to look at anyone else, no matter who that person may be. You know that you belong to the highest on high Father. He is making you into the double-crowned kings of kings. Manmanabhav is the crown of light and Mayachibhav is the crown studded with jewels. You have developed the faith that you are to become the masters of the world through this study. History repeats every 5,000 years. You are to receive a kingdom. All other souls will go to their home, to the land of peace. You children have now come to know that as souls, you originally reside in the home with the Father. By belonging to the Father now, you become the masters of heaven. Then, by forgetting the Father, you become orphans. All the people of Bharat are orphans at this time. Orphans are those who don't have parents. They continue to stumble around. You have now found the Father. You now know the whole world cycle. Therefore, you should be bubbling with happiness inside. We are the children of the unlimited Father. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, creates the new world of Brahmins through Prajapita Brahma. This is something that can be understood very easily. There are your images. The variety form image has been created. It shows the story of your 84 births. We become deities, then warriors, then merchants, and then shudras. No human being knows this because they have made all name and trace of the Brahmins and the Father who teaches the Brahmins disappear. You can explain all of these aspects in English very well. Those who understand English should translate these things and explain them to others. The Father is knowledgeful. He has the knowledge of how the world cycle turns. This is a study. Yoga is also called remembrance of the Father. In English, it is called communion. Communion with the Father, communion with the teacher, and communion with the Guru. This is communion with God, the Father. The Father himself says, "Remember me. Do not remember bodily beings." Human beings adopt gurus and study scriptures. They don't have any aim or objective. They don't receive salvation through that. The Father says, "I have come to take everyone back home." You now have to keep your intellects connected in yoga to the Father. Only then will you reach there. By remembering him well, you will become the masters of the world. Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of paradise. Who is explaining this? The Father is called knowledgeful. Human beings say that he is Antaryami, the one who knows everything within us. In fact, there is no such thing as Antaryami. The one who resides within each one is a soul. Everyone knows what his soul does. All human beings are Antaryami. It is souls that study. The Father makes you children soul conscious. You souls are residents of the incorporeal world. You souls are so tiny. You have come here many times to play your parts. The Father says, I am a point. I cannot be worshipped. Why should they do it? There is no need for it. I come to teach you souls. I give you the kingdom. Then, when you go into the kingdom of Ravan, you completely forget me. You souls come down first to play your parts. Human beings say that we take 8.4 million births, but the Father says the maximum is 84 births. If you went abroad and spoke about these things, they would ask you to teach them this knowledge in their country. They would say, you receive 1,000 rupees there, but we will give you 10 to 20,000 rupees. Give us this knowledge too. God the Father is teaching us souls. It is souls that become judges, etc. All human beings are body conscious. None of them has this knowledge. Although there are many great philosophers, none of them has this knowledge. Incorporeal God the Father comes to teach us. We study with him. They will be amazed when they hear these things. No one has heard or read about these things. Only the one Father is the liberator and the guide. Since he is the liberator, why do you remember Christ? Explain these aspects to them very clearly, and they will be amazed. They will say, at least let us listen to these things. Paradise is being established. There is this Mahabharat war for that. The Father says, I am making you into the double-crowned kings of kings. There used to be purity, peace, and prosperity, everything. Just think about how many years ago that was. It became their kingdom 3,000 years before Christ. You say that this is spiritual knowledge. This one is the direct child of the Supreme Father. We are studying Raja Yoga with him. This knowledge is of how the history and geography of the world repeat. Each of our souls has a whole part of 84 births recorded in us. Through the power of this yoga, souls become Sato Pradhan and go to the Golden Age. Therefore, a kingdom is required for them. There also has to be the destruction of the old world. That lies just ahead of you. There will then be a world of just one religion. This is a world of sinful souls. You are now becoming pure. Tell them, we will become pure with the power of this remembrance, and everything else will then be destroyed. There will also be natural calamities. We have realized all of this and also seen it in divine visions. All of this is going to be destroyed. The Father has come to establish a deity world. When they hear this, they will say, oh, these must be the children of God the Father. You children know that this war will take place, and that there will also be natural calamities. What will conditions be like then? All of the big buildings, etc., will begin to fall. You know that they also created those bombs 5,000 years ago for their own destruction. The bombs are already prepared. What is the power of yoga with which you conquer the world? No one else knows this. Tell them, science destroys you. We have yoga with the Father. It is through the power of silence that we become Satopradhan and conquer the world. Only the Father is the purifier. He will definitely establish a pure world before he departs. This is predestined in the drama. They have created those bombs, and so they are not just going to leave them. When you explain in this way, they will feel that you are an authority and that God has come and entered you. This too is fixed in the drama. When you tell them such things, they will become happy. How souls have their parts recorded in them is predestined in the drama. Christ will come down at his own time to establish that religion. When you explain with such authority, they will understand that the Father explains to all the children. Therefore, you children should busy yourselves in this study. The Father, the teacher, and the Guru are all one. You also understand how he gives you this knowledge. He purifies everyone and takes them back home. When there was the deity dynasty, you were pure. You were gods and goddesses. You have to be very clever in the way you speak to them and also have a good speed. Tell them that all the other souls reside in the sweet home. Only the Father can take you back home. That Father is the bestower of salvation for all. Bharat is his birthplace. This pilgrimage is so great. You know that everyone has to become Tamopradhan. Everyone has to take rebirth. No one can return home yet. When you explain these things, people will be very amazed. Baba says, when you speak to them as a couple, they will be able to understand you very well. At first, there was purity in Bharat. So how did you become impure? You can also tell them this. Worthy of worship ones then become worshippers. When they become impure, they start worshipping themselves. The kings have images of the deities in their homes. The impure kings, without a crown of light, worship the idols of those who were double crown deities. Those kings are worshippers. They cannot be called gods and goddesses because they worship the deities. They become worthy of worship and then become worshippers. They become impure when the kingdom of Ravan begins. It is now the kingdom of Ravan. If you were to sit with them and explain these things, they would experience great pleasure. When the two wheels of a car, a couple, explain together, they can show many wonders. We couples are becoming worthy of worship. We are claiming our inheritance of purity, peace, and prosperity. Your pictures have been created. This is the family of God. There are the Father's children, his grandsons and granddaughters, that's all. There are no other relationships. This is called a new world in which there are the few who become deities. Then expansion gradually takes place. This knowledge has to be understood. This Baba was a great merchant in business. He was not concerned about anything. When he saw that the Father was teaching and that destruction was just ahead, he instantly renounced everything. He clearly understood that he was going to receive a kingdom. So of what use was that donkey ship? You understand that God is teaching you. Therefore, you should study very well. Follow his directions. The Father says, Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. Aren't you ashamed when you forget the Father? Don't you have that intoxication? Some leave here very refreshed and then become like soda water. You children are now making effort to serve all the villagers. Baba says, first of all, tell them who the Father of souls is. God is the incorporeal. Only He will make this impure world pure. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Babdada. The spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence Vodarna 1. God Himself as the Supreme Teacher is teaching us. Therefore, study very well and follow His directions. 2. Have such yoga with the Father that you accumulate the power of silence. Conquer the world with the power of silence. Become pure from impure. Blessing. May you be a master bestower and bestower of blessings and surrender your time and thoughts to doing service. Now, instead of using your time in trivial matters for yourself, for your body, for your mind, for your spiritual endeavor, or for fulfilling responsibilities and relationships, surrender it to doing this service. Now celebrate this surrender ceremony. Let there be love for doing service in every breath and remain absorbed in doing service. By engaging yourself in doing service, you will automatically receive a gift for self-progress. Benefit of the self is merged in world benefit. Therefore, become a constant great donor, a master bestower, and bestower of blessings. Slogan: reduce your desires and your problems will then reduce. Abhyak signals: in order to be an easy yogi, become experienced in God's love. In a worldly way, when two people are in love with one another, you can tell by their face, their eyes, and their words that they are lost in love, as lovers. In the same way, when you go onto a stage, to the extent that the Father's love has emerged from you, accordingly, arrows of love will strike souls and wound them with love. Om Shanti.